Oh, it was Sunday morning at Eurodance, and I'm here with the wonderful Mr. Alan Birchall. Good morning.
Good morning.
And have you had a good weekend?
Had a brilliant weekend, yes, really good. Plenty of dancing, very, very warm, but, you know, excellent, no problems.
And you've just finished your teach just now, so tell us a bit about what the dance was you were doing this morning.
Okay, the first dance I taught this morning was called Powerful Stuff. Music's by Rascal Flatts. It's four wall, one tag, one four count tag, one restart. And it's actually 52 counts, which is a really odd count, but it fits like a glove, and really, really good feedback.
That's good. I think as long as it fits, that's fine. Yes. The odd four counts, but that's good. That's really good.
Well, it helps with it just having one tag and one restart.
Yeah, and have you still got any more teachers to do? Is that you finished?
No, that's me done. I did that and One Track Mind, the one to Enrique and Pitbull, I'm a Freak.
Yeah, really that looks really good. I saw the demo of that yesterday, yeah. And that looked really, really good. So that went down well as well.
Yes, that's good.
And then looking back, obviously you've had quite a fantastic career, and you've done quite a lot in the past in Crystal Boots. I mean, you're the only one of the, as far as I'm aware, the only person that won the Crystal Boots same dance 2 years running, and you actually won the same award 3 years running. So that must be such an amazing achievement for somebody like you, which was Those That Don't Dance. It was an amazing Country Keith Urban track.
Yeah, it is a big legacy to have. It's a really good one, because at that point, I mean, like you say, three Crystal Boots in a row, all in the same category. It had never been done before, and it's amazing when I sit back and think, wow, did that really happen? But I mean, and we get on to somebody like you, I mean, it's so good. And I don't mean that big-headed wise. It's just been around a long time. Everybody enjoys it. I love dancing it. And it's, for me, it's one of them dances where if I'm feeling a little bit down, if I do that dance, I'm not down at the end of it. And that really is all I wanted to convey to everybody. So if they come off the dance floor with the same feeling that I've done, or I have, then that's my reward. Yeah. And that's all I ask.
Really. And I think it covers both the genres as well, the ones that just like pop, as well as the ones like country, because it's such an upbeat track. It seems to be everybody likes it. It's not just the ones that like country tracks.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if we go back a couple of years, I was invited down to Sue Weston's big funky weekend, and it's like, well, I know that I'm going there, I'm not really going to dance much, it's more social for me, which is fine, because although I do like a little bit of the funky stuff, I don't feel comfortable in it. So it's good to go and see the people that I enjoy seeing, which is like the Guytons and the Rachels, mm-hmm. and then loads of other dancers as well that I've known over the years. And she put somebody like you on, and I'm like, well, me and Jackie are going, this might be difficult. And we just got up there, didn't look behind us, and just danced it. And then when we turned to face the back, everybody was up.
That shows you.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, that's just good, isn't it? It's so good. I know. But you've done this so well. So what are you doing just now? Are you still teaching and choreography?
Yeah, like I said, I've just released a new one. I've kind of slowed down a bit, because I do feel at this point in time there are lots and lots of dances, and they've been coming out forever. Mm-hmm. And it feels really strange, and everybody talks about being too many dances around. Well, I've done that category for a long time, not producing dances, but I've thought that, and also feel that we should really slow down a little bit and not forget where you came from. I mean, line dancing should move forward, mm-hmm. no problem with that whatsoever, but you should never forget what's gone on in the past, never lose sight of where we started, and always have that link. And we try to do that in our classes.
Yeah,
we do two classes a week. I still have a full-time job, and then we come and do the weekends. And getting down to the not writing as often, I think I've just took more or less an 8-month break last year from reaching the big 6-0.
Did you?
I reached the big 6-0 last year.
Oh, my God. Well, you look fabulous. Yeah. I would never say that.
Thank you.
but hot looking just now, but well, fabulous. Yeah, well,
that's the nature of my dances.
But we are on the radio, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Yeah, and so in the classes, what I decided to do, well, we would slow down. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't teach everything that come out, which I've not done for a long time, but decided that we would choose the dances a bit more carefully. So I'd like to think everything we put in the class is a quality dance, and I'm sure everybody thinks the same. But what we tend to do is if I do a few hard ones, I may not teach another dance for a month, because I want the dancers to actually know the dances when they go out on the dance floor. Because all too often I can go to local socials where people are taught, and they say, I want this dance, but when they get on the dance floor, they can't dance it. Mm-hmm. And that's, if I'm being honest, that's a waste of a choreographer's time.
Yeah.
You know, because we do the dances so you can enjoy them. And that's what I try to portray in the class. Plus, it's a fun class. We feel very privileged with the people that come. And it always seems to be expanding because we're very relaxed. I'm always relaxed. I'm always happy to talk to people. And I think that's the main thing. If you can get people happy and smiling when you're teaching, it's a lot easier to teach them the dance. And that's reflected in the class.
And do you teach all levels then? You've got like a beginner class, an intermediate,
Yes.
What sort of...
We have two classes. We have a Wednesday class, which is in Preston, obviously. And that's more intermediate advanced. Thursday night, Jackie does absolute beginners. So anyone just walking off the street, they can always dance. And we go right through. It's a rolling table. It's non-stop. We start at 7:30 and we finish round about 11.
Oh, God, that's a long time.
That's a long class. But Jackie does a good hour with the beginners because that is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take over and do the rest.
Right, okay.
So, and we're very, very privileged that the advanced dancers and the intermediate dancers, they come along and they dance with the beginners. Now, in some classes, that doesn't happen. But in ours, it's very much encouraged. And that's a reflection on the people that are there and hopefully a reflection on what we do.
Yeah.
Because I don't put anybody under pressure.
Certainly on a Monday night, I do that. I've got an absolute beginner's or a beginner class for an hour and then an improver intermediate. And the improver intermediates come along halfway through the beginners to join in the back.
Yes.
And some of my beginners are now staying on to do the first half of the improver.
Well, that's
so
important.
It's nice.
Yeah, because... some classes will just do a beginner, right, that's your hour done, you go out and bring these in.
Yeah.
And they never see what the others do. And so it works both ways. Intermediates, advanced can come at the beginner, and they do, you know, and they see what they do. The beginners always stay to see what's going on, and then they think, no, actually, this is a bit beyond me now. But they can see what they can progress to.
Yeah.
And that's really where I started my roots in the classes that I went to early on, where it did that rolling class. And it's got to be the way to go because beginners can see what they can achieve, the advanced dancers can see what the beginners do, and then you get everybody mixed on the dance floor. And that is, if you've done that, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly I think improvers class, they're enjoying doing the old dances again because I'm doing the old classics for my beginners.
Yes.
And they say, oh, I'm loving coming along to do, you know, an old classic one that I've not done for years. So I think that is the right way to go, definitely.
Yeah.
Good way.
Well, we do that as well because obviously we have dancers that have been around longer than I have, and they just, well, one particular instance, they came to the class and I'm like, wow, you know, what are you here? Well, we just want to see what you're doing. And I didn't realise that one of them didn't actually dance much, although seeing them at the events,
mm-hmm.
I just assumed that they were, you know, one danced everything and one didn't. So they come along to the beginners.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't believe this. You've been dancing like 20 years at least.
Yeah.
And you're at the beginners. But he decided it was time to get back into dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate he chose our class to come to it. And also, the later time, he gets to do the classics that he used to dance. And of course, we teach that to the up-and-coming dancers as well. Because it's very important that side of it where you do your deeply, completely. It's your amazing face, which I have to say, I haven't done any of them, but Jackie will do them.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at that particular point in my time, dances like that were beyond my capabilities and also beyond the classes that I did at the time. But it wasn't long after that I gained a class that was capable of doing that. So I had to learn that side of it. So really, when I'm doing... Well, should I ever learn Amazing Faith and Deeply Complete? It's the very first time for me as well.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I thought that, but it's good to have all genres covered. And if people want to find out about your classes, how can they find out where about you are in Preston?
Well, very, very easy. They obviously go to alanbutchall.com,
mm-hmm.
and there's a link on there to the classes, and it has all three classes, because Jackie also does a daytime class as well.
Okay.
So there's a daytime Wednesday night, and then it's just Thursday night. And you've got the one in Preston and the one where we live in Bolton. Also, when you're on the website, also gives you the informations and the levels, but there's also a directions button. If you click on that, takes you to Google's map where you put in your postcode and it will give you the route to the classes.
Perfect. So no excuse not to come to classes in that area.
No.
Oh, that, hopefully we'll get lots of listeners in that area, well, but that I think should be fine.
Everybody should do that with the website. I mean, that's what they're there for. Even or a Facebook link, whichever, that's the way to advertise your class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't push anything I do. Mm-hmm. So when anything happens, I'm really pleased that people like what I do. But I'm not one of these people that say, you have to do this, you have to do that. You know, I find that bit really, really hard. And that's probably my biggest downfall, but I think it's...
I think maybe that's what's made you so likable and such a success, because you're just so down-to-earth and just so lovely to speak to and just a really nice person.
Well,
so
the other bit is I don't have any dance training either.
So, well, we'll finish the interview on that bit. So anyway.
No, that's not right, because I did do my training. Yeah. I did do my training, but what I'm meaning is I didn't have any formal dance training.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I came into dance where it was like, for 35 years, it was step, touch, step, touch, step, touch, step, whatever. Yeah. You know, wasn't drinkable because I don't drink a lot at all.
Yeah.
You know, and then we discovered line dancing, and it was like, went back the second week, and I'm like, wow, I can remember this. And it just felt right.
Yeah.
And at that point, there was the country music had changed to a little bit more rocky, mm-hmm. which definitely suited me.
Yeah.
And it was just enjoyable, and it's supposedly the rest is history.
Yeah.
But it just went from there.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed. You know, I find it brilliant that you've got all these genres of music that you can mingle together, which is really special, which takes line dancing a little bit away from its roots, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because I do enjoy a really good mix, and I think that is really, really important.
Well, that's what I'm trying to portray with the radio show, is although, you know, it's the line dance chart show, and it's to get people to listen in, hopefully the ones that are listening, and think, my God, it's not all country.
That's
you know,
right.
That is such a mixture, because we've got a bit Latino, we've got fast country, we've got slow nightclub, we've got pop, and that's my idea, is to open people's eyes up.
Yeah.
And just to make sure that, you know, let them know that there is so many genres out there that we dance to.
Yeah, well, the thing that I have with that is when I go to work every day, you get the Mickey taken out here with yee-haw and all this and that. And I think, well, we don't do that, you know. And the people that know me obviously know that. And when the new people come to work and they start talking about it and they have that image in their head,
mm-hmm.
and I'm saying, well, you pick a song out the charts. And we'll do that. Yeah, we'll do a dance to that. Really? I said, well, come along. You know, I mean, they don't come along because it's not what they want to do, but they realise there's a different thing. And the other side of it is, if they're interested, they can go to the website and they can pick up the videos that we do and they can see the different genres of music.
Yeah.
We once did a local social where some of the people that I work with came from work and they did the usual thing. They get a little bit of drink inside and we'll get on the dance floor. I'm saying, well, you really shouldn't do that. we'll have a go. So they had a go, and then when I went to work on the Monday, they went, we'll never call you again. We didn't realise it was that hard.
Yeah, oh, that's good, that's good. So just before we go then, Alan, obviously looking at you, you've had so many wonderful dances and there's so many fantastic dances out there. I know it will be hard to pick, but have you got a top three? What would be you and your top three dances? Number three?
Number three would probably be Stop It by Rob Fowler, Rick Gard.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such a great dance. The moves are really, really good. And I can remember teaching that and thinking, this is really, really good. But with me, there's no slow dances.
That's true.
So anything that's got a bit of beat to it and feels good to dance, then that's great by me. And so Stop It would definitely be right up there.
Okay. Number two. What would be number two dance?
Depends whether I'm being politically correct or being big-headed. Okay?
Whatever you feel.
Okay.
Whatever you feel in your heart.
Okay. If I'm being politically correct, this will be somebody like you, but I'm not going to be. It's Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Peter Metelnik's Feet Don't Fail Me Now is probably one of the best dances I ever taught, and it's one of those that I will get up and dance no matter what. The top, it's really difficult getting three dances from a period of time, but those things like that, and Doctor Doctor, I mean, that could be right up there as well,
because
that's the stuff that I really enjoy. And that's the stuff that I love dancing to. So that is really up there. Feet Don't Fail Me Now is classic.
It is a classic dance. It still fills the dance floors, And your number one dance then?
Totally big-headed, it's somebody like you.
It has to be. It has to be, isn't it? Just amazing, amazing. You can see how you, the emotion when you talk about it. That is just, it's just wonderful. So, well, no problem. We'll put that one on for you. And thank you, Alan Mitchell.
Thank you.
Oh, well, I appreciate your time. I know it's a busy, busy weekend. Still no got problem. Another day to go. But thank you so much, Alan Mitchell.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm real.